Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving unto your holy and to your righteous name. We thank you, Father God, for who you are. We thank you for what you do. We thank you that you have called us, Father God, into your great salvation plan. And as we come on this morning, Father, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, everywhere that we have come short of your glory, honor, and of your praise. Thank you, Father. Father God, we embrace the gifts of a brand new day, a day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Father, your name is so great, and your name is so greatly to be praised. We will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouths. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, for working in us, working through us, working for us as we work for you. We say thank you for supplying every need, Father, and equipping us, Father God, with your glory, Father God, and your power, your love, that we might move forward day by day by day. Father God, we pray for our listening audience around the globe, Father God, that as they partake of the word of God on today, Father, that they will not be a hearer only, but a doer of the word. For we realize that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But after the word has been heard, we must now move forward, because faith without works is dead. So, Father, hallelujah, we love you, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, and we say thank you for this, and thank you for everything. Now, Father, we put this service into your hands, and we ask that you would have your way this day as in every day. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to say top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. So grateful for this another day, amen, where we can rise and shine and give God the glory, amen, because this is a day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly, 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 greatly to be praised. If this is your first time with us, we welcome you. Amen. We invite you to have a seat. Amen. At the table. Amen. And be fed. Just eat. Amen. Hallelujah. As much as you desire. You don't need a whole lot. Amen. Just one word from God. Amen. Can turn your whole life in a brand new perspective direction. Amen. In Jesus' name, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We want you to know that we meet on this platform, amen, 7 days a week. And this is what we do. Amen. And to God be praise. Amen and amen and amen. Beloved, we want to talk to you, amen, for a few minutes on this morning. Hallelujah. And how to avoid a hard life. How to avoid a hard life. There's so many people, so many of God's people. Now, we expect the sinners, amen. The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. So anyone who is not a believer, anyone who is not a Christian, that's your destiny. Because the way of a transgressor is hard. You chose, that's the life you chose to live. I want to talk to believers today. I want to talk to those who say they are believers, who say they are Christians, but yet they experiencing a hard life. And that's not the will of God. And the Lord shows us how to avoid a hard life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because God, Jesus said his yoke was easy and his burden is light. And beloved, if we refuse to walk in the spirit of obedience, if we refuse to walk in a spirit of humility and submission, but God didn't do it, you did it. Because you automatically reap the repercussions of your decisions. You reap what you sow. If you sow to the flesh, you reap to the flesh. You did that. God had nothing to do with that. God is just. He is a just God. See? Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 19 says this. And I'm reading out of the King James Version for this particular scripture. The acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, fractions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Hallelujah. How, amen, to avoid a hard life. Beloved, in our scripture this morning, the Bible tells us that the works of the flesh are manifest. And what are the works of the flesh? The works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and the such like. Now, when Paul writes about the works of the flesh, he uses the Greek word ergos for works. So this word signifies some kind of action. That word work signifies some form of deed or activity. Very often it refers to a person's occupation, to one's labor, or to the things produced by someone's effort or life. It describes a person's line of work, his career, his labor, or his profession. It denoted the results of his hard work. Now, because Paul connects this word to the flesh, he is telling us something very, very, very important. Just like a person has a career or a profession and works to achieve results, the flesh, if it is allowed to go its own way and do what it wants to do, it's your thing, do what you want to do. Beloved, that will work very hard to produce fleshly results. When the flesh is not surrendered, somebody say surrender, surrender, surrender. When that flesh is not surrendered to the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, it will work around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to produce fruit. Your flesh produces fruit, but the fruit that your flesh produces is hurtful. The fruit that your flesh produces is damaging. And the fruit that your flesh produces is even deadly. This is what Paul considered to be the occupation of your flesh. Your flesh is working. You best believe it. The word flesh in our scripture this morning, beloved, from Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 19, is a Greek word which is used mostly in Paul's epistles to depict sinful impulses and carnal cravings. Paul uses the phrase works of the flesh to give the idea that the flesh has its own mind and the flesh has its own desires. We shared with you earlier in the week how the flesh wars against the spirit and the spirit wars against the flesh. Why? Because the spirit has the mind of the spirit, but your flesh got a mind too. Woo! Your flesh has a mind, the spirit has a mind, and then you have a mind. You see the internal conflict that goes on a daily basis? A believer does not crucify the flesh and keep the flesh under control. It will eventually manifest those evil desires. In other words, beloved, the flesh will go to work. You ain't got to worry about it. You can depend on the flesh. We sing the song, you can depend on God. Well, guess what? You can depend on your flesh acting up. You can depend on your flesh getting ugly. You can depend on your flesh begin to stinking. Oh, your flesh going to show off and get out of control. Why? Because the flesh ain't nothing but the flesh. It can't be nothing else but the flesh. Glory be to God. The moment you gave your life to Christ, your spirit was saved. Your soul is in the process of being saved. Your flesh will not be saved. This is why, beloved, we're going to have a new body. Otherwise, the Lord would let you keep the old body. Paul says now that the works of the flesh are manifest. Let's just stop 1 second here and let's see what's being said. Because a lot of times we hear, but we don't really understand. And the Bible says that his people perish for a lack of knowledge. The word manifest is a Greek word, beloved, and it means to appear, to manifest, to become visible, to become apparent, to become seen, to be well known, or to become conscious. By using this word, Paul tells you that if you let the flesh have its way, it will jump at the chance to manifest its evil desire and carnal cravings. Because the flesh wants to be fed. In fact, beloved, the flesh is so carnal and base that if you don't stop its activity, it will even try to lead you into adultery. Try to lead you into fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and other similar vices. And we're going to be breaking these down for you, not today, because we're limited in our time, but as we go forward, we want to break it down, because a lot of people act like they don't know what adultery is. A lot of people act like they don't know what fornication is, and maybe they don't. Maybe they don't know that it's a sexual sin. When you're entering into sexual intercourse with someone who is not your spouse, legally. Legal. I'm talking about legal. Ooh, Lord have mercy. All right. Let me move forward here. Let me move forward here. But before I do, because y'all know the type of teacher that I am, just let me drop this note. The Lord says, who the Lord had placed together, let no man place asunder. Now, y'all know every marriage is not of God. For the Lord to say who the Lord has put together. So that means, is it possible that people can come together that God didn't put together? Just because somebody got married don't mean that God put them together. Just want to drop that. We'll deal with that later. All right, let's continue here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But let us think about a little teeny baby. All right, a little teeny baby. I love babies. God loved babies. Jesus loved babies. Amen. Glory be to God. Those, amen, who are aborting these babies and those who are doing harm to these babies. Boy, I tell you the truth, if they don't confess their sins and turn to God, they're going to be in the deepest part of hell. They're going to be in the deepest part of hell. Life comes from God. When a man or a woman come together, amen, it can produce, amen, these precious little babies the same way you and I was produced when our mama and daddy came together. But when that little baby is first born into the world, beloved, we look at the baby. Ooh, ah, ooh, They so cute. Oh, Google. And we start to Google goggling to them. And then we wonder why they grow up talking that way, because that's the way you talk to them. That's another subject. We'll get to it. Amen. But the baby looks so pure when they're first born. You know, it's hard to not love a baby. They look so innocent. They look so clean. But if that child is abandoned to the control of his flesh, he'll end up in crime. That same little pure, cute baby is down in crime. That same little pure, innocent baby is now in scandal. That same little pure, innocent baby is now an alcoholic, now a drug addict, now a prostitute. That same little cute baby, because it has been left to the control of the flesh, glory be to God, is now in bitterness, hard-hearted, and filled with malice and strife. Why? Why, Pastor Bradford? They was a cute little baby. They were so pure. They were so innocent. How did they end up over here? Because these are the fruit that the flesh produces. Somebody need to write that down in your notebook this morning. That your flesh produces fruit. This is why it is so important, beloved, to teach our children and to train ourselves to mortify the deeds of the flesh and live in subjection to the control of the Holy Spirit. Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Galatians 5, number 24. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. We shared with you earlier this week, Brother Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. What was he saying? My flesh has been mortified. My flesh don't do what it want to do. I keep control of that. I keep control of my flesh. Because we have the ability to do that, beloved. Greater is he that lives within us than he that lives in the world. Your flesh only goes wild because you go with it. You don't have to teach your flesh how to be naughty. We are naughty by nature. But when Christ is in you, now, beloved, we have to turn this thing around. How? Well, the Bible says by mortifying it. Crucifying it. See, that's how we get control over it. Glory be to God. So, beloved, what we see, glory be to God, is that children, all children, including ourselves, we was once beautiful. We was once pure. Our mother and father were so proud of us. Mothers and fathers, all mothers and fathers have dreams. They carry dreams in their hearts of what they want their infants to grow up and be. All parents are proud of their children. What parent you know that's not proud of their children? But when sin gets in the way, when that flesh starts to take control, beloved, that flesh creates monsters. Monsters, wrinkles in the face, glory be to God, alcohol, sex, drugs,
Glory be to God. That's where the flesh will take you. That flesh is going to take you down. The Bible tells us to look up. Look up unto the hills from which cometh our help. Your flesh doesn't look up. Glory be to God. Flesh, beloved, when flesh has its way, flesh is going to lead to destruction. That's why the Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. This is the place where the flesh always wants to go. If the flesh could be interviewed, everybody's flesh, everybody on planet Earth, I don't care what your name is, and you ask your flesh, glory be to God, where it wants to go, it's all flesh is in agreement. They're on one accord. They're going to one place. Destruction. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Your flesh doesn't want to go to heaven. Glory be to God. Your flesh is not of heaven. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of God that lives within you. Hallelujah. That is the greater power. That is the power. Beloved, let me say this morning. You may not be an alcoholic. You may not be a drug addict. You might not be a prostitute. You might not be a gambler. You might not be any of these things. But let me ask you this. Are you allowing your flesh to dominate your attitudes? Are you allowing your flesh to dominate your relationships? Are you giving way to the carnal impulses of bitterness or anger that the flesh wants to produce inside of you? Are you? You don't have to answer to me, amen, because the answer is not for me. The answer is for you. He says, judge yourself. If you give in to these impulses, beloved, listen to me, because I'm speaking with thus saith the Lord. If you give in to the impulses of your flesh and be driven by the carnality of your flesh and the cravings of your flesh and the works of your flesh, they will, not maybe, they will destroy your relationships. They will make you hard-hearted, and they will fill you with negative attitudes. And these negative attitudes come to steal your joy and steal your peace. I don't have no more joy. I don't know where my joy, because it was stolen. I don't have no peace. Well, yeah, it was stolen. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, and he is a professional. He's a professional. You hear what I'm saying? He's been doing this for a long time. He has much more experience than you. Why you need the Holy Ghost. This is why you need the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God, God in you. God for you, God with you. In him we move, in him we live, in him we have our being. You need to be led by the Holy Ghost. But how can the Holy Ghost lead you and you keep fighting them? You refuse to submit. You refuse to obey. You refuse to humble yourself. You refuse. How can he lead you? And you're stiff-necked and hard-hearted. Closing the doors to your blessings. Closing the doors, amen, for what the Lord wants to give you. How can God give you an abundant life and you refuse to walk with him? God knows all things. He's God with the capital G. He's already at the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He knows everything. The Holy Spirit comes to lead us, to guide us, to direct us, to instruct us, to take us around the booby traps, to show us the way in, to show us how to win, what strategy to take, when to move, when not to move. How can we get there if we refuse to obey and walk with him? If we think we know everything, if we want to do things our way, if we're going to let the flesh take control and take dominion, your flesh is not going to take you to heaven because your flesh is not going there. Beloved, we've been hoodwinked, led amok and astray. And God is trying to take us out of our own mindset. This is why Romans 12 and 1, one of my most used scriptures, it is so relevant. He says, beloved, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. We have to go through that metamorphosis, that changing of the mind, that changing. We have to change our minds to agree with what God has said, to agree, amen, that God is right all the time. All the time. Beloved, this is a supernatural. Your flesh is not going to cooperate on that level. So this is why you got to bring that flesh and tell that flesh to line up. Shut up. God is talking. Tell your flesh to shut up. God is talking. And I want to hear, and not only amen hear, but to be a doer. A hearer and a doer of the word. Why? Because come on, y'all. We want to be blessed. We want to be blessed. Don't you want all that God has for you? Don't you want that empowerment to succeed? Nobody wants to be sick, broke, busted, disgusted, and living on the bottom of the food chain. Nobody. I don't care what country you're living in. He wants you to be the top, the head and not the tail, the lender, not the borrower, above, not beneath, in the front, not in the back. Come on, somebody, but the flesh is not going to take you there. It might look like some people living a life without Jesus. They're dead men walking. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, a life that is dominated by the flesh is a hard life. They having a hard life. Okay, they having a hard life, okay? Break that down for me. What do you mean that person is having a hard life? See? But, beloved, amen, if we would zone right in, glory be to God, what it really means when a person is living a hard life, it means that person is living a life that's dominated by the flesh, because that's the only results you're going to get. It can't produce nothing else. Beloved, a life that is dominated by the flesh is filled with excess, filled with imbalance, extremities, laziness, self-abuse, hatred, strife, bitterness, irresponsibilities, and neglect. The way of the flesh is the hardest route for any individual to take. I don't know, but we just like the hard route. You know, they say good girls like bad boys and vice versa. Good boys like bad girls. That's why, beloved. Is that this natural tendency? That's the way of the flesh. The hardest route. Why don't you just take the easy way? Jesus said, my yoke is easy. You got two highways before you. Now, this is the easy way. You can go this way. That's the easy way. Or you can go that way. That's the hard way. And we just have to take the challenge and go the hard way. And you go to wear the flesh. You have chosen the hard way. Yet, beloved, our flesh cries to be in charge. That ain't you crying. That's your flesh. Feed me. Come on, let's do this. Come on, you only human. Come on now. Everybody else doing it. Come on now. You only live one time. Come on now. God ain't gonna care. Come on now. Just repent when you get finished. Come on now. Feed me. Let's do this. Come on. I'm hungry. All right. Okay, don't ask me. I'm going to do it this one more time. But just don't ask me no more after this. Yeah, you've been saying the same thing for the last 10 years. And been reaping the consequences for the last 10 years. And the reason we go so long with sin and God is so patient with us, beloved, because when we make the choice, the consequence don't show up immediately all the time. And because the Lord is long-suffering towards us, we think that we are okay to stay in that place, and we continue to do it because God is really, you know what I mean, not showed any, you know, repercussions to our decisions, so we think it's okay. So we keep going. You know, it's like a man and woman, they have sexual intercourse that night, and she thinks it's okay, you know what I mean, because she ain't seen no baby or nothing, you know. And so, but she hear this 9 months later. You've been diagnosed with venereal disease 5 years later. And so we continue to play God. We think we're playing God, but we're playing ourselves because God is so merciful, giving us time to repent. And so because there's no judgment, matter of fact, I ran into a lady once, man, she used to work for me, and she was living in sin, I mean, just doing it up. And she said, well, she I saw her over at the 7-Eleven, and she was bragging. She said, well, things pretty good. I just got a job, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, she thought that she was okay with God because, you know, nothing had happened. There was no consequences to her fleshly lifestyle. But then I saw her again about 8 months later, and her whole story was different. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Beloved, you cannot twist God's arm to bless you. And if you live to the flesh, your flesh is, and so we look at the results in our lives, amen, but that's what your flesh produced. Well, let me ask you a question as I close this morning. Why would you want what your flesh is producing, the work that your flesh is producing, when you can get, amen, what your spirit can produce? Because later on in that same scripture, beloved, as we'll be talking about in the next upcoming days, amen, we have the works of the flesh, amen, glory be to God. But then, beloved, it goes on to tell us, amen, what the fruit of the spirit produces. So why would you have what the flesh produces when you can have what the spirit produces? And the sad part is most of God's people are choosing the flesh because the flesh brings immediate gratification. It makes you feel good, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I want you to know that gratification that the flesh brings is temporal. God is working on you in a more eternal weight of glory. See, and you think, because sometimes the Lord has us waiting for a minute, beloved, amen, and flesh makes you feel good, but then the Bible tells us, oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Ah, come on, Sookie, Sookie, somebody. Oh, Sookie, Sookie. Ah, my God, Jesus. Ah, my God, hallelujah. Baby, you ain't had nothing till you had a piece of Jesus. You don't even know what life is about till you had a piece of Jesus. Oh, but let me tell you the good news. He don't want to just give you a piece. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Jesus died all the way for you. You can have it all. Huh? You can have it all. Glory be to God, hallelujah. He wants your all, and you can have his all. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are one with him. We abide with him. Or you should be, or are you? Hallelujah. Your flesh is always screaming, beloved, to have its own way, demanding to be the boss. I never knew the flesh spoke to you. I never knew until one day my flesh spoke to me. I shared this with y'all. And I know what my flesh was telling me. I knew that wasn't God. But until God showed me, gave me that revelation that day, whenever I would hear somebody talk to me, I just thought it was God. I always thought it was God talking to me. But no, baby. No. God is never going to tell you something to contradict his word. Never. He can't. He cannot deny himself. He will honor his word above his name. See? But the closer you get to God, the closer you get to God, because his sheep know of his voice and another they will not follow. You could be an impersonator. I know some people. They had this man on the internet. He could impersonate anybody. He could Obama, amen, Oprah, any name you give him, he could impersonate them. And that he was good. He was good. All right? And I don't care how good you are. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No one can impersonate, amen, the Lord. When the Lord speaks, his word is eternal. Hallelujah. But you got to get close to him. See, because otherwise you might get a little confused. See. Now, some of you have been following this ministry for the last 13 years. If somebody signed in one morning and say, hey, okay, my name is, Pastor Bradford. You'll say, wait a minute, hold up. Wait a minute. That ain't Alfreda. Well, how you know? You ain't never met her. I mean, after all, you all the way over here in California. How you know? Maybe she got a cold. Nah, that ain't Alfreda. See, those of you that spend time with me, those of you have listened to me, why? Because you know my voice. Can't nobody trick you. See, that's how you have to be with God. You know God's voice. Why? Because you know God's word. Can't nobody trick you. Come on, somebody. I got to go right now. I got to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, unless you take your flesh to the cross. Now, write this down in your notebooks. Write this down now. This is your help. See, because after the Lord come and show you what's up, now he ain't not going to leave you helpless. He always going to give you the remedy and how to get the help. Glory be to God. So this is what you got to do. Take your flesh to the cross. Write it down. Oh, that's easy, Pastor. No, write it down. Take your flesh to the cross and mortify it by the power of God. Not by no satanic rituals and just throwing words out. No. By the power of God. When Jesus was in the wilderness with the devil, he just didn't throw no words out. Amen. He gave Satan the word of God. It is written. Come on, somebody. It is written. God's words, God said, my word is power. My word is spirit. My word is truth. Come on, somebody. Because otherwise, beloved, your flesh is going to keep screaming until you finally surrender it. When you want your flesh to get under subjection, this don't have nothing. I'm not talking to the single people. Because you got married folks, too. That's crazy. Okay? Glory be to God. And if you want to finally put your flesh, amen, glory be to God, to crucify it, to mortify it, then you're going to have to surrender your flesh. That's what the songwriter was saying. He said, I surrender all. He wasn't talking about just his money. We want to tie everything to money. Glory be to God. The Lord don't want your money, but he wants you. This is what the Holy Spirit showed me 2:00 this morning. This is what the Holy Spirit showed me. The Lord told me that his people wants them to bless their mess. In other words, we call around, all around the country, everybody prayer call, want everybody to pray for our situation, but don't want to deal with what caused that. What caused the result? What caused this to happen? We don't want to deal with the fornication. We don't want to deal with the lying. We don't want to deal with the sin. We just want you to bless me. Come on, pray for me. Let me get a breakthrough. Let me get an answer. Let me get a reprieve. Come on now. Let's turn this around. I want to see God's blessings. But when you going to deal with the issue? You want to stay stuck in your mess, stuck in sinning, the works of the flesh, going the wrong way. Glory be to God. Hey, but you want God to just bless you. And we as prayer warriors need to ask. We have a couple of prayer warriors in this ministry, and I love the way they do ministry, because before they start praying for you, they got a couple questions for you. Now, they ain't getting to your business, but they got to know what they praying for. But pray for so-and-so. Okay, we're going to pray. They saved? Well, I think that's what we need to be praying for. Is what good is it for God to do this, thus, thus, and thus, and they bust hell wide open? Well, I just need y'all to pray because I need a financial breakthrough. Okay. We're going to pray for that. Do you pay your tithes? I can't. So you just want God to bless your disobedience. You keep spending your money in the lottery, gambling, whatever, not giving God what's his, but you just want God to bless your finances. Excuse me. I just want God to bless me with a husband, a wife. Okay, we're going to do that. Okay, so what's up now? Yeah, well, we got a boyfriend. I got a little boyfriend. Okay, so y'all engaging in sexual activity. Yeah, well, we doing a little... What? Come on, y'all. Come on. That's why we said yesterday, glory be to God in our teaching. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That most folks, amen, that go to church not saved. They not saved. Glory be to God. Why? Because the Bible tells us, beloved, amen, hallelujah, that he that is born of God cannot continue in sin. And then we want God to bless it. Doing wrong. We need to be praying for God to help us to get the thing right. God don't bless no mess. Oh, well, yeah, their prayers over there, they wasn't working. Maybe you not working your faith. See, we want the blessings of God, but we don't want to line up in accord with God. So glory be to God. Our flesh wants the glory of God, the blessing of God, amen, but we don't want to mortify our flesh to get our flesh where it needs to be, dead. Glory be to God. Beloved, if you crucify the flesh and choose instead to walk in the spirit, you can produce fruit in your life that is just the opposite of the works of the flesh. You can yield the sweetest, most wonderful fruit imaginable. You can live in a way that is godly and beneficial and that truly makes a difference in other people's lives. So I want to encourage you to make the decision today that you are not going to take the same route of the flesh. No, tell your flesh that journey is over. Them days is over. That was yesterday. It's a new day. It really is the hardest way to go. When you walk in the flesh, you've chosen the hard way. The way of the transgressor is hard. So turn your attention to the Holy Spirit, beloved, and determine to let him produce the life of Jesus Christ in you. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to help us to mortify the deeds of the flesh and to reckon ourselves alive unto you. We have walked in the flesh long enough, Father. Now we want to walk in the spirit. We no longer want the flesh to have its way in our lives. Instead, we want to let the Holy Spirit produce the life of Jesus Christ in us. We know that we will ultimately make the decision of what is produced in our lives. So please help us, Father, to consistently say no to the flesh and to say yes to the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. And to God be praise, glory, and honor in form of announcements. Amen. Hallelujah. We will be praying today. Amen. At the 12 o'clock hour. And we will be back tonight at 9 p.m. for our Friday night praise party. On our Friday night praise party, it's a time that we come together. Amen. And singing of songs. Amen. Testimonies. Amen. Praise reports. Amen. Prayers, readings. Amen. We just come, amen, loving up on Jesus and fellowshipping. Amen. So we do that every other Friday night at 9 o'clock. Please come and join us. Amen and amen. Our upcoming 13th anniversary celebration will be taking place on Saturday, December the 2nd. Amen. In Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. Amen. This particular anniversary service, we will be honoring, amen, those in who serve. We're honoring our prayer intercessors. We have 11 or 12 ladies. Amen. They each take 1 hour a week. Oh, some of them take more than an hour. Amen. But maybe it's less than an hour, but they take one slot per week to make sure that we have coverage on our prayer altar. And they have been serving this ministry for years. Amen. And so this year, glory be to God, hallelujah, we are honoring them. We know most churches, everybody wants to honor the pastor. Everything is about the pastor, and the pastor needs to be honored. Glory be to God. But we are honoring those who serve in this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's just the way it is. Give honor to whom honor is due. Some people won't participate unless their name is on the program. Amen. But we want to thank God. Amen. That God has given us permission to do this. So this is what we're doing. Amen. It's going to be on the 2nd of December from 5:30 p.m. from 5 o'clock p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Space is limited. Space is limited. Amen. Because we can only hold 70 in our room. So once them 70 is gone, amen, we'll see the next go round. Amen. You can also place an ad in our souvenir journal. Amen. For anybody that desire, maybe you have a business. Amen. Maybe you have a service. Maybe you just want to congratulate our ministry. A full page ad is $100. Half page ad is $50. Quarter page ad is $35. Or maybe you can just give a one line congratulatory statement, put your name in our book for $10. Amen. If the ministry ain't worth $10, we don't know what to say. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, amen, we ask that you would reach out to one of our ministry partners and secure your seat. We're asking that all the money will be in, please, amen, by the end of this month. Amen. We don't like rushing. We still got to get the souvenir journal to the printer and have that printed. Glory be to God. We still have things to do, and we want to do things in a spirit of excellence. And I hate when I see people running around the day before the event, transacting money and stuff like that. Come on. That's not the type of business, amen, that the Lord is proud of. Let's get this done, get it done. So all we have to do is focus, just get pretty, amen, show up, and let's come and give God some glory. Amen. So our 13th ministry anniversary celebration on Saturday, December the 2nd. Amen. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. It takes money to do ministry. And let me tell you something. If we had charged what we needed to charge for this event, we would be charging about $130 a person. We didn't want to charge that much, although really it ain't that much because we spend more than that for a pair of shoes or an outfit. But we didn't want to do that, and I wanted to keep it under $100. So the ministry is, our ministry has to offset, because everything costs money. You got to pray for the hotel room. You got the food is being catered. Everybody know the price of food. Okay, glory be to God. You got the photographer. You got the decorations. Amen. You got the gifts you're giving out, and you start adding up. Glory be to God. See. And I don't think, amen, it's doing a disservice to God, amen, to take some money and honor God's people. See, because we got to start looking at money differently. That's why a lot of us don't have too much of it. It takes money to do ministry. For us to come on this broadcast every morning, it takes money for us to be here. See, it's more than just paying the Blog Talk Radio bill. Amen. Glory be to God. If you don't have internet, you can't get on. If you don't have electricity, you can't get on. If you don't have the place to serve, you can't get on. Glory be to God. When people reach out to you, glory be to God, you got to send them materials and stuff, amen, for them to grow, amen, in their salvation. Well, what you think? All this stuff is free? This Jesus walked around with a treasure. Jesus walked around with women, amen, business women, amen, who were supporting his ministry. And it's not about being in business. Jesus, one woman gave two mice. Jesus said, that's all you got. I'll take it. Thank you. Not that Jesus needed the money, but to get something back to you. Beloved, the Bible tells us that money answers for all things. You don't go to the supermarket and shop, glory be to God, and walk out there with your groceries talking about Jesus is Lord. Jesus is going to be Lord in the jailhouses. They're going to lock you up. We go to the gas station. You pay them their $3, $4 a gallon. We go every place, get our hair done, get our nails done, get everything done, and find out the money, $5,000 Beyonce tickets. Anything we want to do, amen, we come up with that money. But when it comes time to giving and sowing into the Lord's kingdom, we always got second thoughts. And you always want to wait till you get broke to talk about what you wish you had done. The Lord said, bring meat into my storehouse that there might be meat. Amen. That money will be there to do, amen, the things that need to be done. And that's why another reason so many of God's people are under a curse. Because not only the tithe belongs to God. That's no conversation. That 10% is his. But the blessing really comes in the offering. Offering is really what opens up to heaven. You want to know why? The tithe belongs to God. The offering, that 90%, when you give God what belongs to you, when you give God out of that 90%, that's when the heavens bust open. Several ways that you can sow into our ministry, glory be to God. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Visit our website, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hit the donate button there. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. All right. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, Father God, we seal this prayer right now in Jesus' name. As we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Father God, bless us at the altar prayer today. Bless our praise party. Bless all those, Father God, who have sown, Father God, hallelujah, in the ministry, Father God, all the money, by faith, we see millions pouring into this ministry, Father, and we say thank you for it in Jesus' name, Father God. Bless the money and bless the giver in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. God bless, God bless, God bless. Amen. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Love you all. Have a most blessed day on today. Amen. Amen and amen. Holy Spirit, pray.
again.